with manager. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go on, go on.
With manager Gary Boyer. Gary, we spoke last week about Bloomfield Road making it a fortress. 9 points in 3 games. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, very, very impressed with a different type of opponents from us today, you know. Against a good, well-organised side that, you know, didn't... They stopped us playing a little bit. And I just sensed at half-time we were getting frustrated a little bit. They had the best chance of the game. Wonderful save from Ryan Olsop. But we you know, we spoke at half-time about being calm and just stretching the game a little bit. And credit to them. It was a different challenge for them and they stepped up to the plate and delighted with the response that they gave from half-time.
And the boy Longstaff, again, 4 goals in 4. What a return. And again, what a brilliant finish.
Well, he's got fabulous composure with the ball. It was one of the things that stood out when we were scouting him, especially in front of the goal. It was a great finish for him, you know, and the power and the accuracy just did the goalkeeper.
Word for the boy Ottobor as well. Brilliant on the far side. Maybe not his conversion rate, but his pace and beating the fullback. He did it on numerous occasions today.
Well, obviously, from losing Bright at such a late time, you know, Viv gives us that option, and you saw the threat that he is today. He's got to grow now. I think this could be the longest run of games he's had at first team level. So there's more to come from him, and we're just going to keep on at him and getting him better.
Another clean sheet as well. Robertson, Till at the back, outstanding.
Yeah. And the rest of the back four, Ollie Turton and Colin Daniel, have been terrific. But like you say, I thought the two centre halves today were outstanding as well, and made sure that, you know, after that first chance in the first half, we limited Wimbledon to the chances that they had.
The sending off as well. How much did you feel that?
Oh well, the game's changed, hasn't it? Back in the day, that's probably a great challenge, and everyone in the crowd and all that, but how it all gets highlighted now on Sky with ex-referees analysing it and letter of the laws, I suppose, you know. It might have been a sending off. But what I was delighted with was the reaction and how we managed that, because they are a young group, we are a young group, and the way that we dealt with that challenge, we stepped up to the plate. And, you know, there's times where you've been involved in games where the opposition have 10 men and they grow stronger, but I thought that we, you know, carried on taking the game to them, and I'd like to have converted numerous chances that we had, because it would have made it a lot easier, and I wouldn't be as, you know, it's probably grey as what I've gone again, or lost another couple of bits of hair. Looks like I'm not alone.
That was going to be my next question. How, you know, how did that game end up 1-0?
You know, we are very good on the counter attack, and we've got some pace and power still, even with the departure of Bright. But you know, we need to, like you say, put those chances to bed.
You lost Longstaff with injury, but
just precaution. He just felt his Achilles a little bit. I think it was just the way he landed. But you know. We took him off, and you see the energy and what Sessi can give us. You know, it was a fabulous performance from him as well.
Yeah, he really, really bossed it when he got out there, didn't he?
Yeah,
massive,
yeah.
Great energy.
That's what he is. And we said when we signed him, it was a different type of midfielder for us, and he certainly gave us that today.
Yeah.
Longstaff.
Yeah, you know, in the summer, once we finally got a break and the season was over after Wembley, you go into your planning and scouting players that are available, and obviously he had a spell up at Kilmarnock, and we're aware of him, and you know, we watched his games, and like I say, he's done ever so well. He's growing all the time, you know. He's only 19 years of age. He's developing physically, and obviously he's getting the games and game time, which is what he wanted. And you know, the lad, like I've said in the last probably 3 or 4 interviews, he's got a big future ahead of him.
With the situation with Bright, I mean, did he go at the very last minute, which left you in the soup to a certain extent, unable to get anybody in?
He went Friday night, from what I read on Twitter, and all getting confirmed by the Football League, which, you know, like I say, we're delighted for him, because every day we stand in front of them and tell them to get better and improve and play at the highest level they possibly can, and he's made that step up. We're gutted at the same time because it's someone that's a big part of our plans. The disappointing thing from our point of view was obviously it going happening on the last day. So we've lost Potts and we lost Bright, you know. But that's what we're about. We're about developing players and making them better.
Do you think that there should be a change in terms of the loan situation? Because it's all very well and good, you know, you're not being able to bring a player in, but the loan situation has changed as well.
I think the whole system, there's been a lot of press about it over the last couple of weeks because it's affecting the Premiership managers now, and so they make their points loud now, and they've got a bigger clout than League Two and League One managers. So, you know, I think the whole system needs reviewing because, you know, it's Friday night and it finally gets past that I've lost one of my players. Can't be right when the deadline's Thursday.
Okay, thanks very much.
There's a headline for you.